Kyrgyzstan clamps down on religious education. The U.S. cuts aid to Honduras. How are ministries affected? And a book ministry bucks the recession trend. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, the daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Kyrgyzstan has announced a new law bringing in sweeping controls on religious education. Slava Gospel Association's Joel Griffith says,
apparently this goes as far as deciding who can open these religious educational institutions. It would ban all but approved or licensed institutions, and it would ban individuals from seeking religious education abroad without state approval.
Griffith, reading between the lines, says it's possible the legislation was aimed at curbing extremist Islamist training schools there.
They can't just target one group, for instance, the Islamic radicals, and that is a largely Muslim area there. But if they're going to target anybody, they're going to have to put pressure on everybody.
But it's a slippery slope for Christian workers.
They're beginning to really clamp down now on religious groups, and that does include evangelicals.
Keep praying the gospel would go forward unhindered.
Pray if the Lord would protect them, the Lord would uphold them. Pray for the governmental authorities there that the Lord would change their hearts toward evangelical churches.
Next, U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Rodham Clinton terminated more than $30 million in aid to Honduras and is threatening more. It's being done in an effort to restore ousted President Manuel Zelaya and his government. What does this mean for the work of organizations like Compassion International? U.S. Communications Director Kathy Redmond says,
since we work through the local church, our sponsors' money, our donors' money is not sent to government. It's not sent through government at all. It's sent through the local church. So what we do has not been restricted at all.
Their sponsor trips have been canceled, however. Redmond says the reduction in aid could cause a bad economy to get even worse, forcing more kids to drop out of school and turn to crime to earn money. Redmond says Compassion is seeing many of their kids turn from their ways as they receive sponsors.
Because the church is the center of the community, you even have people turning away from gangs to become Christians.
$38 a month sponsors a child and guarantees they hear the gospel. You're listening to Mission Network News. Christians in Sichuan Province, China, are waiting on a verdict for two fellow Christians. According to China Aid, Weisan Hong and Wu Han were arrested June 28th for allegedly disturbing the peace and endangering the health of others. All they were doing was visiting the Huangguang Town Church, a house church recognized for its work in the aftermath of the Sichuan earthquake. Lawyers claim the arrests were based on wrong facts and bad information. China Aid's asking you to pray. Meanwhile, the recession has slowed charitable contributions. Many faith-based ministries are reporting millions of dollars in reduced income, necessitating staff layoffs and program cuts. Christian Resources International's Fred Palmerton says they've been experiencing growth in a different direction.
The good news is that people are sending their books. The bad news is that people are sending their books. They're getting into the really good stuff that we need so desperately. But what we have difficulty doing is providing that finance to get them overseas.
Palmerton says you can help. It costs roughly a dollar a day.
As little as $30 a month through our postage and handling club, we can get those materials out the door. But it is a means by which people can sponsor these books to go overseas on a regular basis.
And finally, a ministry has declared war on worms in India. Millions of kids are infested with parasites, robbing them of nutrition. They suffer from constant hunger, stunted growth, weight loss, anemia, diarrhea, and more that can lead to death. India Partners wants to obliterate the problem. For just 2 cents, a person can be treated. India Partners hopes to help 20,000 people soon. As they do, their testimony speaks volumes. Your $10 gift will help 500 people. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. John Piper says missions exist because worship doesn't. To help keep your mind on worship, Mission Network News is making available the Chris Tomlin CD, Hello Love, for a gift of any amount. This CD is full of songs that will remind you that we're created to worship. Get your Chris Tomlin CD at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.